The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Dan Rusinowski, along with Drew Remenda, back at SAP Center at San Jose. Tonight, in front of a crowd of 10,315 fans, the Sharks came back home, and for 40 minutes, they had a really solid effort, but the Tampa Bay Lightning superstars took control in the third period, and it was a 4-1 Tampa Bay Lightning win. Let's go with the instant replay. It began in the first period, and a fluky play off of the referee Chris Schlenker resulted in the first goal for Tampa. Now it's backhanded from the corner, back to Chernock. Nice keep-in, throws down low in the corner. Centering feed in front, backhander by Paul went wide. And now Hedman down low in the left corner will spin it off the official skate. It's out in front, they score!
Thanks a lot.
That was off of the referee Chris Schlenker behind the goal line, and the puck popped out. I don't think you'll ever see that again if you can even try it. You aren't going to see it again if you could even try it. Nick Paul gets his 19th goal of the season. Hedman and Nikita Kucherov each get the assists. The first of a four-assist performance for Kucherov and a pretty memorable night for him. But the Sharks would fight back, and at 7:21 of the first period, it would be a steal away from defenseman Eric Chernock that gave Jacob McDonald a chance to pass the puck to William Eklund to tie it up. Lightning able to pick it back up. And turnover there by Chernock. Down the left side comes McDonald moving in, throwing it in front. Shot, score! William Eklund gets it from the steal on the part of McDonald. And Eklund finished it off. That is a great finish and a nice celebration for Eklund, who ends a lengthy goalless drought to tie it up 1-1. No goals in 8 games for Eklund. He'd been playing center on the second line, was moved to the fourth line with Ryan Carpenter at center and with Jacob McDonald on the wing. And a good defensive play by McDonald off of Chernock resulted in a good play to the front of the net, and Eklund scored his 11th of the season to make it 1-1. Only one assist to Jacob McDonald at 7:21 of the first period, and this game was all tied up. Now, the Sharks outshot the Lightning 7-4 in the first period, and they would outshoot them 9-6 in the second period. Pretty good 40 minutes of action, but unfortunately, San Jose could not ever punch through to take the lead, in part because of goaltender Andrei Vasilevskiy of Tampa. Here's a big save he made on Luke Cunnan in the second. Was on the point. Vlasic kept the bouncer in. Now Zadina shoots, save, made rebound. Oh, what a great save by Vasilevskiy. That was a spectacular stop off the stick of Luke Cunnan, and Vasilevskiy's mask went flying on the play, and we get a whistle. Unbelievable stop right there by Andrei Vasilevskiy, who would make another great stop a little bit more than halfway through the second period on a Ryan Carpenter one-timer. Vlasic and Addison combine to push it forward. McDonald plays it down the left side, moves into the Lightning zone, centering play. One-time shot, what a save off Carpenter made by Vasilevskiy. That was a really great stop by Vasilevskiy. Those two saves, had they gone in, would have changed the complexion of this game entirely. I'm not saying the result would have been different. It certainly would have been a closer final than it was, and maybe the Sharks would have been able to hold them off. Pushing and shoving would happen during the course of this second period, and Marc-Edouard Vlasic would get involved with Connor Sherry late in the period. Worked loose. Bortolo fights for it with Sherry. Coming over Mott to double-team him there, but Vlasic came in to help out. It's poked at. Sherry checked by Vlasic. Now AC Mott couldn't get it. Bortolo stick handles, but then he loses on the check to Dumba as he tries the zone exit.
Sherry and Vlasic.
Yeah, Sherry and Vlasic look like they don't like each other, and Vlasic wrestles Sherry to the ice, and they continue the battle royal there as the linesmen jump in. That amounted to two-minute roughing penalties to both Vlasic and Sherry, a little bit of four-on-four. But then at the very end of the period, a kind of a ticky-tack penalty on Jan Ruda for slashing at the 20-minute mark, giving the Lightning, the number one power play team in the NHL, the man advantage to start the third period. And boy, did they make good. To the left point. Hedman fan of the puck. Stolen away by Granlund. Granlund turns. He's got Cunnan breaking. What a back check by Brayden Point to steal that. And he gets it back for the Lightning. moves in and across the San Jose line, drops near board, Stamkos to the slot, one-time shot, save, rebound, Point scores! So Braden Point makes the great defensive play, and then he finishes it off on a rebound to get it by Blackwood, 34 seconds into the third. The number one power play in the NHL makes it 2-1 Lightning.
What a goal by Braden Point. What a back check, and what a finish. Goal number 39 for Point from Kucherov and Steven Stamkos, 34 seconds into the third. That was the game-winning goal, but the Lightning had a couple of more in them. Anthony Duclair has had a point in each and every game that he's played for Tampa Bay since being traded there by the Sharks at the trade deadline. And it wasn't looking as if Duclair was going to do much in this contest, but as always seems to happen with him, he was in the right place at the right time with a great shot. And Braden Point has got the go-ahead goal, races out for Tampa. Cuts to his right, across the line, dishes off, Kucherov to the slot, breakaway, Duclair, score! Anthony Duclair, backhander, top shelf, but wow, what a convergence of plays by Point and Kucherov to get him the puck. Lightning lead 3-1. What a goal by Anthony Duclair, his 20th goal of the season. Kucherov and Point assisting on that play at 6:50 of the third period. And the Lightning weren't finished. Braden Point would get his 40th goal of the season, and Kucherov would pick up his fourth assist of the night on this play at 14:02. Burrows lost his glove along with his stick on the play.
But he was right by the bench, so he just changed.
He just stepped onto the bench. The glove is still fallen on the ice inside the San Jose territory. Now it's loose in front. They score! The Lightning win a battle in the corner. Duclair in the corner along with one of the other members of the Lightning, Kucherov. They get it to Braden Point, and Point bangs it in. 4-1 Tampa. That should be the fourth assist for Nikita Kucherov. And it was the fourth assist for Kucherov. So Kucherov not only extended his point scoring streak to 12 straight games, he's got 28 points in those those 12 games in a row. That's 5 goals and 23 assists. And so right now, Nikita Kucherov has reached the 80 assist mark. He now has 122 points, and he is running away with the top scoring in the NHL and right now is looking like the league's most valuable player.
That's the argument, and it'd be a hard time to dispute it right now. Of course, there's a lot of great candidates, but Kucherov is playing as good as we've ever seen him play.
Meanwhile, Braden Point, who had 51 goals last year for the Lightning, has his 40th goal of the season, and for Kucherov, it is his 29th career four-point game. Just an incredible evening for those star players for Tampa Bay. Final shots in the third period, 11-5 in favor of Tampa. Totals for the game, 21 apiece for the Sharks and the Lightning. Andrei Vasilevskiy gets the victory, his 26th win of the season. And the Tampa Bay Lightning win their 38th game of the year. They've got 82 points, and they continue to chug along with their fifth consecutive win. They've got games in Southern California coming up. In the meantime, the Sharks will play the Chicago Blackhawks on Saturday here at SAP Center at San Jose in that series' final meeting. And a chance for the Sharks to get back and hopefully gain what they gained in this game as a step forward from the last one.
Well, if they play as well as they did in those first 40 minutes of this game tonight defensively, really good with their sticks, really good checking, really good pursuit of the puck, they will give Chicago a tough time.
Final score, the Lightning 4 and the Sharks 1. That is our instant replay for this evening. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.